At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to Raheemi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
How do you sort of manage the team this week now in a short week and what, you know, could be a bit of a letdown spot?
I don't know what that word means.
Yeah!
There's so much going on in the sound and the music. I love it. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. You look good.
When you what?
I can't say the rest of it.
You can't say back that ass up?
I mean, we can. It's just, but you don't want to go backwards on a football field. You want to go forward.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, the radio guy taught me that.
I ruined it. I'm sorry.
The radio-friendly version is back that thang up, Grody. Back
thang up. Is that the midday show version? Are you guys uncomfortable with my language?
Oh, I'm okay with it either way.
Ray, who is he playing with?
Ray.
I know you can't stand it.
Can't stand it.
I'm not participating in this portion of the program.
There's only like 2 more words you can say.
I know. There's no bandits over here, okay? Let me just let me live. Let me.
I can tell you that Vasco da Gama did find that he is a European Portuguese mariner explorer, the discovery of the first direct maritime route between Europe and India.
Mariner.
My guy.
So the yeah,
Mariners can use
I
that
think
bat
he could
right
go to the
now.
World Series yeah. later. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We're continuing our thought about the concept of not only the win against the Saints being a key possibility here, but what it could mean for not just the rest of the season, and then also what it says about the team. And I'm pretty sure we are all on the same page that a loss would be a setback. A loss to the Saints team,
huge.
Especially knowing like they've got Spencer Rattler. I think there is an element there for Caleb Williams, by the way. You know, he beat out Spencer Rattler for the job at quarterback in Oklahoma. And then
in dramatic fashion.
That's the thing. He didn't beat out. It'd be different if he beat out Spencer Rattler for
the
job.
He did.
He got replaced by Caleb mid like game. Red River rivalry. That's a different level.
The most important game on the schedule
exactly.
at Oklahoma, by the way.
Yes.
Outside of previously the Big 12 championship, now SEC.
The relationship that those two have, like the way both talked about each other, was perfect. Like knowing the backstory. That's exactly how you would talk about that guy. Well, we don't really talk, but I respect him. That's it. And I'm sure that there's more. Like Spencer Rattler has to feel it's not personal,
some
but he has to be
some
type of way, just embittered
yeah.
by the whole thing. And Caleb just happens to have been the person that replaced him, and obviously it was justified.
And not to be all Pollyanna, but I do think it is kind of nice that both of them are having quarterback opportunities in the NFL. Our friend Fletcher Mackel from WDSU, the NBC station in New Orleans, he's been there for 20 years, you know, and he points out the same thing. He watches LSU football all the time, and he's saying, you know, Spencer's not going to be the whiz-bang NFL quarterback here, but he's going to try to get the job done. What I think is compelling in all of this is, and it, again, the history doesn't dictate this Bears team, But there is a weird stat about how they've lost 8 games in a row to the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and each one represented a different failure in a way, or each one represented a different, like, we weren't supposed to lose that game. Or the Saints were really good at the time. You know, Sean Payton, of course, local guy. There's a connection there as well.
Drew Brees.
That part, too. And for all the comps that Caleb Williams gets, I do wonder about the Drew Brees part of it, because Payton being such a quarterback-friendly coach and Brees being, you know, he didn't physically fit the mold like Caleb Williams did at all. But just that metal and the way that he sees the game, I wonder if there's something that could be there, too.
Well, size-wise, too. Like, Drew Brees,
well, Brees had to... Brees is like 2 inches, 3 inches shorter than Caleb
Well, I don't
Williams.
Know about that. Like, I'd like to see the measurements, because
Brees wasn't supposed to start for his high school football team.
Caleb, but I think where I'm going with this is one of the areas that Caleb is struggling at this year is getting balls batted down.
Deflections, you say?
A lot of deflections. Just, I mean, at least one per game, maybe even two per game, it feels like. Some have been bigger than others.
I was about to say, it feels like some of them have come a big third down type situations, yes, where drive killers.
And, well, let's face it, the shorter the quarterback, the harder it is to see over the line.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, Drew Brees, while he is shorter than Caleb Williams, had to obviously overcome that. So that's probably somebody, and I'm sure Ben Johnson is forward enough to think about stuff like that, and Declan Doyle, obviously, having had roots in New Orleans too, that you do, like, the Bears coaching staff needs to figure that part out, because the more that happens, the more, you know, troublesome that is going to be for Caleb Williams getting these passes batted down.
It's just a way you're not maximizing your offense if you know that that is a significant portion of, you know, snaps taken away, that you just have to chalk it up to, well, he's short, deflection. You got to work around it. You got to get to the type of efficiency that Drew and other shorter quarterbacks have done over the course of their NFL careers. Because you can get around this. It's not like, it doesn't have to be a death sentence because you're under 6'4". You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no,
I'm just
going
to say this. Drew Brees is listed...
Listed
at 6 foot tall.
Oh, he's not 6 foot.
The way I'm listed at 5'5". Like, Caleb Williams being 6 feet listed is not the same as Drew Brees being listed.
You're probably right, but Caleb Williams is still short relative to the other quarterbacks in the league.
Yes.
Are you 5'5"?
No, I'm 5'3". Technically, I'm 5'2.99".
You're just a baby.
Why my hospital won't give me the extra hundredth of an inch? I wish I were, but like, I'm not.
You think everybody's a baby at some point or another. I've noticed that about you. I'm picking up on your game right now.
We are just a baby in some ways.
We are.
Sometimes I wish I was a baby.
Yeah.
Man, Bill's a real.
No, you're not a baby. You're an old, broken down man.
I am. You know what? That's a very accurate description.
And I'm kidding, man. You're beautiful.
I'm in the same vein as a lot of these players right now who are, you know, you look around and you're wondering who's going to hold up for the... I always start the season saying, who's going to hold up for the course of 17 games in the freaking violent NFL, right? And it always surprises me at guys who do hold up. And, you know, I got this wood paneling on this clock right here, so I'll knock on it real quick.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we were looking for wood to knock
Careful,
on.
Careful, they just knocked over the remote.
It's those remotes were made to be broken.
Exactly, okay. Remote. It's their remote controls.
Oh, but when my water sprays all over the place, you guys lose your minds.
You just
people
like to
say they
water.
Heard the fizz on the air.
That's sick.
No, they did, because I heard it through my headset. So I say that because Caleb Williams played 17 games last year.
Yes.
Caleb Williams, I knocked on the wood, has played every game this
He's
season.
He's an Iron Man.
And... you know, for a guy his size, not that he's slight, he's not frail or anything. He's not Jaden Daniels, but he's got some build.
He's got
some stronger build. Like, to see him be able to do what he's done so far, especially because he suffered 68 sacks last year, is pretty impressive.
It's a great point.
And now that the offensive line has come into form, and you look across the field at the New Orleans Saints, and you see no real game wreckers, this has got to be the game where you just make it happen. Like, Caleb Williams needs to make it happen.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, and I think like we've gotten a bunch of good texts and comments on the Twitch chat. Twitch got to see Mark's bottle explode.
What's up, Twitchers?
I know, they're
great. What's going on?
But 706 says it well here. They need a dub, plain and simple. Nothing will be positive losing at home to a 1-5 team. You're correct.
Yes.
That one win was against the Giants. And that was before they changed quarterbacks. So that adds a lot of context to this. But for some strange reason, the Bears are on an 8-game losing streak to the Saints. And I know, Mark, you talked about it a bit with your Take the North podcast partner, Dan Weider. He did a story about it in The Athletic. I know we don't want to talk about history a lot when it comes to a new group of people. But I do think that that 8-game losing streak over time is funny, strange, and even that would be a good indicator to break it of the Bears being a new team.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, a lot of the key components throughout those wins and throughout those years are not still on the New Orleans Saints, but it has been a wild ride as you're listening to the Raheemy Harrison Grody show here on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score, except for maybe Alvin Kamara forever with the Saints and will never, ever, 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 ever leave the Saints. 83 runs for 314 yards, 3.8 yard average this year. But I will say this. Dan wrote a great article. You're right. We did talk about it on Take the North yesterday. Went through Dan went through all the litany of the losses. But I'm sorry. The first thing I think of with a bullet is the Bears winning the NFC title game at Soldier Field in 2005 with the confetti falling. So I choose to have a positive memory about the Bears and Saints, even though the track record has been horrendous regular season-wise.
I even went to a Bears-Saints game where I was like, oh, they'll win this game. And then, like, I think it was at the Teddy Bridgewater game?
Maybe.
It's just some random, I'm like, what?
The Bears actually played the Saints in the year, was it 2020?
I want to say it was 20. Well, they did in the playoffs, yes.
Which was wild.
That was the Mitch Trubisky MVP game, Nickelodeon MVP.
No, that's right. And the Bears were 8-8 that season. They went to the playoffs, very easy to forget, and then they just tumbled against the New Orleans Saints.
Indeed, they lost to the Saints in 2019. Mitch Trubisky threw for 251 yards, and Allen Robinson got 87 of them in
that
game.
That's why I believe in him.
And Teddy Bridgewater was the winning quarterback.
The Bridge.
But even though he was the winning quarterback, Trubisky got the MVP, right? Because it was like...
Well, this was the regular season game I was talking about, the one where like they shouldn't have lost to the Saints, and they did, but because Teddy Bridgewater was playing. And the one where they... That was I guess it was a wild card playoff game.
Yeah.
Or the fake playoffs, whatever you want to call the postseason of 2020.
Why is it fake?
Because it was 2020.
Yeah, but I feel like football.
No, it was fake. You talk about the Bears going when they were 8-8.
Like, we don't even talk about the Bears qualifying
you're saying more
for
about
the postseason.
So,
it was all of it. It was an expanded playoff.
Yeah. Let me ask you guys this.
We knew it was a formality. Sean Payton got slimed at the end.
Ask your question, Mark, because I got something to say after you.
Has Matt Nagy's, now that we're in the year 2025, has Matt Nagy's resume aged well? As in,
no.
He can boast that he took the Bears to 2 playoffs. How many different coaches can say that?
How many wins did he get?
Over the last 30 years?
How many wins did he get?
How many wins?
How many wins in the playoffs did Matt Nagy achieve?
I thought you meant on the overall. Zero.
Okay, then no.
Zero. I'm talking about relative to the Bears, dude.
No. We're not doing that anymore.
No, but that's what I did.
Point. That's the point. We're not doing that anymore. That's why when you sit here and talk about all these losses of the Saints before Ben Johnson was in charge, I don't care. What I do care about is Caleb Williams being over on short weeks.
Hold on. You can't tell him to ask the question and then say, like, he asked the question.
No, I'm saying no. The answer is no. It hasn't aged any better.
But I think it has relative. And Studzinski blew up, by the way, when I brought this up.
Because Adam is correct.
He was like, no, it doesn't age well.
It doesn't age well. I'm with Studs. It doesn't age well.
I think Lovie Smith's resume aged really well. I think Matt Nagy's is. Because
Lovie Smith got fired after a 10-6.
Yeah. Right, but there's a lot of nuance there, guys. A lot of nuance.
There could be nuance
there. It was time for Lovie to go.
Okay, yeah. You can say all that, but I can say Lovie Smith's resume ages very well. Matt does not. He didn't do anything of... Right, you got to win.
There's not many coaches. Like, let's go through it. Like Ditka obviously got the multiple playoffs.
Why is your standard so low?
I'm talking about relative to other Bears coaches. Has his resume aged well? I don't have low standards. I'm the one telling you the Bears have had bad wins.
I hate to say this, but by definition, thinking Matt Nagy's resume with the Bears was good is kind of having low standards.
No. I didn't say it was good. I said it's aged well.
Yeah, that's still having low standards.
It hasn't aged well.
I agree.
It hasn't aged well.
I think it. I think when you look back on Bears coaches since Mike Ditka, who were all these coaches that got the Bears to multiple playoffs? Any of them? Lovie Smith?
To get to a Super Bowl more recently than, say, I don't know, the Dallas Cowboys, for example, I do think is a feat.
Yeah, Lovie Smith's resume is
the fact that, yes, and frankly, he got them the first overall pick. Let's not get this twisted. Lovie knew exactly what he was doing. When the Texans won that game, first overall pick went to
the Bears. I was like, how did Lovie get the Bears?
No, 100% he did. I bet if you asked him tomorrow, he'd finally admit it. Lovie knew damn sure what he was doing.
I got a lot of love for Lovie Smith's resume.
I just told you about two disappointing games against the Saints in the last 2 years of Matt Nagy's tenure, the last 3 years of Matt Nagy's tenure? No, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, Matt Nagy, I don't
You
want to
get that man paid, you do it on somebody else's time.
You can have the low standards. I'm not going to be on board with your standards.
I am exactly right, actually.
No, you're wrong.
His resume is better than most Bears coaches.
They're all terrible, too.
If you're comparing it to, like, John Fox and Trestman, then
I'm trying to do here. That's what I'm doing.
Then there was that guy who didn't even want to be here.
Who, John Fox?
No, the coach Trestman? Who they wanted to hire, and then he said no, and then they had to come up with a different coach.
Oh.
You know who I'm talking about.
At the airport?
I can't think of his name right now.
Right.
Wasn't John. John wanted to be here at least for a moment.
Dave McGinnis.
Yes, thank
who
you.
Who now like joins the shows sometimes here on the school,
you know
which is pretty great.
Dave McGinnis became Dick Geron, who did get the Bears into the playoffs in the year 2001, and then they lost to... Your precious Phillies. Your precious Philadelphia
Eagles.
That's
not my team. Don't do that.
Oh, sorry.
Don't do that.
I'm pretty... Well, before Chicago takes on New Orleans, tune in Sunday from 9 to noon for the local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Cruz, Patrick Manley, and Mully get you set for the game, and then immediately following the game, they have instant reaction on the postgame show. It is presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score in the Odyssey app. You know what? For all our hooting and hollering and whatnot...
Whatnot.
You know what's really funny? The Bears aren't the most dysfunctional team in the NFL. Let's talk about who is next.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly but you know what why it's not outside of Cleveland, you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.